It will soon be relatively easy to learn who signed the recall petitions against Governor Walker and four Republican senators. Today, a couple Tea Party groups are activating the searchable online database they've created. It contains the names and addresses of all petition signers. The state made the information available weeks ago, but not in a searchable format. The new website is the brainchild of two Tea Party groups, Wisconsin Grandsons of Liberty and We the People of the Republic. Co-organizer Ross Brown says they call their service Verify the Recall.
We are empowering Wisconsinites to essentially investigate their own corners of the world.
Brown says the Tea Party groups want to make sure the recall process is transparent and honest, so they enlisted hundreds of volunteers, some from other states, to enter the information on recall petitions into a database.
It is searchable by first name, last name, street address, city, zip code, municipality, signature date, or any combination thereof.
Brown says the effort will make it easy for people to find out if the state counted them among those pushing for recall elections.
We've received many inquiries from people over the last few months saying, I chose not to sign a recall petition, or I did choose, in fact, to sign a recall petition. I want to have some tool available to me to ensure that either my name did not show up or to, in fact, confirm that their name was counted in the recall.
While anyone can search the site, Brown expects most to simply look up their own name. But if anyone notices suspect entries, the Tea Party groups will forward the information to the Government Accountability Board. GAB spokesman Reed Magny says it would welcome those details.
If they find evidence of fraud, we're very interested in that. Likewise, if individuals who go through this website, for example, and search for their name, in the event that they were to find their name and they didn't actually sign the petition, we are also interested in that as it may relate to fraud and possible referral to a prosecutor.
However, Magny says the Tea Party groups cannot challenge recall signatures.
State law says we're only able to accept challenges from the office holders committee, not from third parties, not from individuals. That being said, we will certainly look at this information from Verify the Recall if they provide it to us.
Not everyone is welcoming the Verify the Recall website. Carmen Petrie of the Sojourner Family Peace Center in Milwaukee worries about those seeking refuge from abuse.
We're concerned that people who are in hiding, who are survivors of domestic violence, who count on staying in hiding, we're concerned that their addresses and names will be published, and abusers who are looking for them will now be able to find, you know, where they live and where they reside. That's a big concern for us.
Petrie says her organization has posted information on its website about the searchable recall petition database and will try to help clients get their names removed. The Tea Party groups say they will redact names of people who, under state law, have confidential voting status. Those are voters who've taken steps with their municipality to have their address deleted from the poll book. Reed Magny of the Government Accountability Board says recall petitions have always been public. They're just easier to share these days. Before the internet, a search entailed visiting the state elections office and photocopying the documents one page at a time. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.